I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The leader of Afghanistan's Taliban forces promises continued fighting in his annual Eid al-Fitr message. Last year, the Taliban observed a three-day ceasefire over this Islamic holiday, the first since 2001. Now, Eid al-Fitr marks the end of Ramadan, a month of fasting and seeking after Allah. Broadcast director Chris Ruggie tells us,
they're desiring many of the same things that we as followers of Christ have desired and do desire in our life. The problem is the path that they're pursuing will not get them the things that they're pursuing.
Prayercast's Love Muslims campaign ushered in prayer for the Muslim world throughout Ramadan. Now,
we have many, many more videos that we're going to release.
And churches in China are adjusting to increased limitations on religion. One makes it illegal to teach children in church. Wendell Rovenstein from Bibles for China says,
within China, they don't allow Sunday schools. They don't allow children. There are some strong restrictions on what can be done. They're working through this, and we're able to work with them and provide resources beyond the Bible so that they can have access to training and teaching resources that are outside of the Sunday school and the classroom.
Other restrictions make it more difficult to get a Bible. It takes just $5 for Bibles for China to provide a legal Bible to a believer in rural China. For more details and to learn how to pray, visit us at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a special e-art book called Tears of Gold. This is the result of a trauma recovery program for Christian women in Nigeria. It tells a moving story of God's hope through pain, of beauty breaking through the ugliest sin. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.